Greetings, everybody. Welcome once again to LensVisions.com. I'm Len Cook, and we're here to talk about photography. I'd like to talk about some of the technical issues about photography, and also some of the aesthetic guidelines that can help you make better pictures and help you understand what it is that you're setting out to do. Let's get started. When you're taking the picture within the normal tonal range, if you give the film more exposure, every area of the picture gets denser. Every area of the negative, the dark areas, the light areas, up to a certain point, it reaches D-max, its maximum density. The film just won't accept any more exposure. It just gets as black as it can get, as dense as it can get. And if you give it more exposure, well, it's not gonna follow that rule. That's why I say within the normal tonal range. Within the normal tonal range. You know, if you're in there someplace close to the right exposure, you give it a little more exposure, it's going to make equal changes across the whole film. You give it a little less exposure, it's going to make equal changes across the whole film. That's important because if you want dark areas to be more detailed, then wow, I can give more detail in the dark area here. Somebody's got a dark sweater. And I take a picture, and when I look at the picture, it's just black. Wow, I wanted to get, you know, it's knit, you know, there's a really nice texture to it. There's no texture in the black. And this is one of the things that you're going to hear from me when I look at your pictures. And see, it's underexposed, there's no detail in the shadows. It's underexposed. Because there's no, I say it's underexposed because I look at the picture and there's no detail in the dark areas. That means to me that you didn't give enough exposure. If you give a little more exposure, then there'll be more detail in the dark areas of the picture. So that's where you see changes in exposure most clearly, the changes in the dark areas of the picture. Changes in development don't make equal changes all over the place. If you give less development, then the highlights aren't as bright. If you give more development, the highlights get brighter. What happens to the shadows? Not much. Not much. Especially the darker areas of the film. If you've got a sweater that's real dark or dark shirt, you've got this velour. Is this? What is this? Is it velour? Like? BCBG? What's the fabric called? That's the brand, right?
Oh, I don't.
I think it's like a velour. Anyway, you have a velour, you have a plush-type fabric, a textured fabric that's dark. You want to have it look like a piece of cloth that has contours in it. Well, if you missed it in the exposure, guess what? It's dark. We're talking dark now. If you missed it in the exposure, you're not going to be able to do anything with it in the development, period. You're just not going to be able to do anything with it. If, on the other hand, you go out and you take that snow picture that I was talking about, the snow picture, and you think, ooh, I kind of gave it a little bit too much exposure, and all the lighter areas of the snow, they're all going to be out there in the way, way overexposed portion. And I'd like to have more texture in the snow. If you underdevelop it, if you bring the development back a little bit, or maybe a lot, changes in development are most easily seen in the lighter areas of the picture. By developing less, you remember what I told you about highlights and overdevelopment? The highlights all start crowding together at the top. They all start turning white. You lose detail in the highlights if you overdevelop or overagitate. You lose detail in the highlights. If you underdevelop, if you bring the development back down just a little bit, you can restore detail in the highlights. So you come back and you say, ah, everything was white. I was taking pictures of all these white things, and I want to have real good separation in the white wedding dress. I can underdevelop this, and I'm going to have all kinds of flowing detail all through the wedding dress. I'm going to have all kinds of flowing detail all through the snowy Alps, the alpine pictures that I shot when I went skiing. I'll have nice detail in the snow instead of just blank white areas in my prints that represent, this is the ski slope. ski slope looks like a white triangle in your picture. Well, yeah, but you got to imagine, it's a ski slope. What am I trying to tell you here? What are the two things that are critical right here? Two concepts. Changes in exposure. You see those in the dark areas. If you give more exposure, you're going to see it right away with more shadow detail. Changes in exposure govern the shadows. Changes in development govern the highlights. That is the absolutely wonderful relationship. That's how those two phenomena knit together. Has anybody ever heard the expression the zone system? Okay, Ansel Adams, heard of Ansel Adams, the photographer? He very carefully documented all of this stuff and has a whole book called The Negative that documents this slide. He got the idea from me. Oh, I'm lying. No, don't take that down. He didn't really get it from me. But the zone system is a very detailed discussion of exposure and development within the normal tone range. Expose for the shadows, develop for the highlights. This is a mantra among photographers. Expose for the shadows, develop for the highlights. It really is a mantra. If you talk to any photographer that's been doing it, that's been around photography for any length of time, and you say, hey, I heard this expression, expose for the shadows, develop for the highlights, they'll say, yeah, exactly. That's how it's done. Black and white film. Expose for the shadows, develop for the highlights. So it's better to give a little more exposure, an air. If you're going to make a mistake, you make a mistake on the a little bit overexposed side with black and white film. If you're going to adjust the development, then you want to be thinking about what you're going to do to the highlights. There's nothing I can tell you, really, about black and white film development that's any more important than this. And this is just such old, ancient information. Well, that's all for that topic right now. I'd like to move on to another topic, but we'll take a little break first. I certainly hope that information helps you speed along your way to making better pictures. Thanks for joining us once again at lensvisions.com. I'm Len Cook. Bye for now.